testimony tonight.
Será el testimonio de alguien en esta casa.
When the rains came.
Cuando vinieron la lluvia.
When the winds blew.
Cuando soplaron los vientos.
My house was built on Jesus.
Mi casa estaba sobre Jesús.
Come on, is that your testimony tonight?
Será tu testimonio esta noche.
That it didn't knock me over.
Que no te tumbó.
It didn't blow me over.
Que no te echó a otro lado.
Because my life was built on Jesus.
Porque tu vida estaba sobre la roca.
Come on, why don't you take somebody by the hand tonight?
Toma a tu vecino de la mano.
As they sing it one more time.
Y mientras cantan una vez más.
Why don't you lift up some praise to heaven?
Levanten alabanza al cielo.
Why don't you worship the name of Jesus?
¿Por qué no adoras el nombre de Jesús?
Come on, let you take somebody by the hand.
Agárrate de tu mano.
Diagnosis.
Mira las personas que el cáncer se murió.
Didn't knock them over.
El cáncer no venció.
That the storm didn't blow them over.
La tormenta no los tumbó.
That everything that the enemy tried to do to stop you.
Todo lo que el enemigo intentó.
Couldn't derail you.
No te pudo quitar.
Because your faith was built on Jesus.
Porque tu fe estaba en Jesús.
Your hope was built on Jesus.
Tu esperanza estaba en Jesús.
I'm looking at people tonight that you needed to come in and feel what you feel right now.
Estoy mirando personas que tú tienes que sentir lo que estás sintiendo esta
that
noche.
That you needed to be reminded that your hope and your strength is in Jesus.
Necesitabas un ser recordado que tu esperanza
some
está en Jesús.
Some trust in chariots.
Algunos confían en carros.
And some in horses.
Y otros en caballos.
But we will remember the name of the Lord our God.
Pero nosotros nos acordaremos del nombre de Dios.
For the name of the Lord.
El nombre del Señor.
Is a strong tower.
Es una torre fuerte.
The righteous run in and are saved.
El justo corre hacia ahí y es salvo.
I'm running to him tonight.
Yo corro hacia él esta noche.
I'm running to him tonight.
Yo corro hacia él esta noche.
I'm running to him tonight.
Yo corro hacia él.
Hey, hallelujah. Oh, we worship your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. He's the stone that the builders rejected.
Él es la piedra que rechazaron los edificadores.
But he's become the head of the corner.
Pero él es la piedra principal.
Come on, if he's not fastened in the corner of your life tonight.
Si él no está él al centro de tu vida esta noche.
Before you leave this place.
Antes que te vayas de este
you
lugar.
You need to put him in his proper place.
Él tiene una posición y tú lo tienes que poner ahí.
Presence of God is in this house tonight.
Qué presencia tan maravillosa está en esta casa.
Praise God. We're going to go to the Word of God, Acts chapter 16.
Vamos a estar en el libro de Hechos 16.
Praise God. It's so wonderful to have our guest here tonight.
Me da mucho gusto tener a todos los visitantes.
Praise God. We're so thankful for the two that received the Holy Ghost this morning.
Tan agradecidos por los dos que recibieron el Espíritu Santo esta mañana.
And the one who was baptized in Jesus' name.
Y el que fue bautizado en el nombre de Jesús.
The Word of God reads Acts chapter 16 and verse 6.
Hechos 16, versículo 6 en la pantalla.
Now when they, Paul and Silas, had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, and they essayed to go unto Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia, and prayed him, saying, Come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for us to preach the gospel unto them. Therefore, loosing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and a colony. And we were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized in her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. Praise God. Praise God. I want to continue from this morning.
Quiero continuar de esta mañana.
And preach on the subject of rerouting the church. Rerouting the church.
Redirigiendo la iglesia.
Not in the sense of calling us back from carnality or sin or compromise.
No en el modo de que dejemos de sacarnos del pecado.
But calling us to a dimension of spiritual mobility.
Pero llamándonos a una dimensión donde tenemos movilidad espiritual.
Calling us into a place where we become fluid with God.
Llamándonos a un lugar donde somos como líquido en las manos de Dios.
Where God can tug at us.
Donde Dios nos puede mover.
Where God can move us around at his disposal.
Donde Dios con su voluntad los puede mover.
There's a world.
Hay un mundo.
That's crying out to God.
Que está clamando a Dios.
God is looking for a church
y Dios está buscando una iglesia
that he can use in this last hour.
Que puede usar en esta última hora.
If you would put your Bible down,
si pones tu Biblia a un lado,
and let's lift up our hands and let's pray to God
a levantar las manos y orar a Dios,
that God would anoint our homes and families,
que Dios unge las hogares y las familias,
that God would speak to our hearts tonight,
que Dios hable a nuestros corazones,
that God would help us,
que Dios nos ayude.
Every life, every home, every family.
Cada familia, cada vida.
That God would prepare us.
Que Dios nos prepare.
To be his movable treasure in the earth.
Para ser su tesoro que se puede mover en la tierra.
Prayer tonight.
Que sea tu oración esta noche.
God, I give you carte blanche with my life.
Dios, te doy mi vida.
God, I give you authority with my schedule.
Dios, te doy autoridad con mis planes.
God, I pray that tonight
Dios oro esta noche.
You would anoint my heart.
Que unjas mi corazón.
That you would anoint me to be movable, God, for your purpose.
Que me unjes para que tenga yo movilidad.
Help us, God.
Ayúdanos, Dios.
Prepare us, God.
Prepáranos, Dios.
Anoint us, God.
Úngenos, Dios.
Use us in your kingdom, oh God.
Úsanos en tu reino, Dios.
Come on, if you're planning to do it, why don't you give God a hand clap?
Si esos son tus planes, dale palma a Dios.
Clap your hands, all ye people.
Pueblos todos a batir las manos.
And shout to God with a voice of triumph.
Y levanten voz de júbilo.
Praise God. God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of God.
Dios los bendiga. Se pueden sentar.
Friday night we had our annual vision casting and planning meeting for our leadership group.
El viernes en la noche tuvimos el plane de los todos los liderazgos de la iglesia.
And I began to talk to the leadership about where our church is in this season.
Y empecé a hablar con los líderes de la iglesia dónde estábamos en esta iglesia dónde estábamos.
We talked about the incredible things that God has done in the past year.
Hablamos de las cosas increíbles que Dios hizo ese año pasado.
And the opportunities that are in front of us.
Y las oportunidades que están enfrente.
We're thankful that already this year we've had 18 people receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Agradecidos que ya en este año 18 han recibido el Espíritu Santo.
And we've had 9 people baptized in the precious name of Jesus.
Y 9 han sido bautizados en el nombre de Jesús.
There are so many wonderful things happening around the house of God.
Hay tantas cosas maravillosas sucediendo en esta casa.
But not just around this house.
Pero no solo alrededor de esta casa.
But around the globe.
Pero alrededor del mundo.
We are connected to an incredible group of apostolics.
Estamos conectando a un grupo increíble de apostólicos.
That are taking the world by storm.
Que están tomando el mundo por tormenta.
We have so many wonderful things happening here.
Estamos, hay muchas cosas maravillosas aquí
sucediendo. We talked about babies being born.
Bebés siendo nacidos.
And new grandparents.
Y nuevos abuelos.
And we talked about businesses expanding.
Y negocios expandiéndose.
We talked about the fact that we actually have 4 of our in-house businesses.
Hablamos del hecho que hay 4 negocios de esta casa
that are expanding into new territories.
Que están expandiendo a nuevos territorios.
That are buying property and filling that property up.
Están comprando propiedad y llenando esa propiedad.
And cultivating spaces for apostolic business.
Y cultivando espacios para negocios apostólicos.
I've had the wonderful privilege of walking through some of those spaces and praying the anointing on those businesses.
Tenía el privilegio de ir a esos lugares y orar la unción por ese lugar.
God is raising up another generation of apostolic business owners.
Dios está levantando otra generación de apostólicos negociantes.
And it's absolutely the will of God.
Y es la voluntad de Dios.
We are thankful for all of the wonderful things happening.
Agradecidos por todas las cosas buenas que están sucediendo.
Brother Tenaris was sharing with me this Friday night that he had the opportunity to teach 200 Bible studies this past year.
El hermano Tenaris nos contó el hecho que él tuvo la oportunidad de enseñar 200 estudios bíblicos.
And has seen in his personal witness 10 people that were filled with the Holy Ghost.
Y ha visto en su evangelio personal 10 personas llenadas con el Espíritu Santo.
And God has given him the insight to open 5 shoe stores around the city of Birmingham and Atlanta and Houston and other places.
Dios le ha dado la habilidad y la sabiduría para abrir 5 tiendas en diferentes lugares.
And all of that is important.
Y todo eso es importante.
Because I believe the same spirit that motivates apostolic revival.
Porque yo creo el mismo espíritu que motiva el avivamiento apostólico.
Is the very same spirit.
Es el mismo espíritu.
That motivates apostolic entrepreneurship.
Que motiva los empresarios apostólicos jóvenes.
And we're going to walk through some of this tonight.
Y vamos a hablar de esto esta noche.
If you read the book of Acts,
si lees el libro de los Hechos,
you will find that the gospel of Jesus Christ expanded very rapidly.
Vas a ver que el evangelio de Jesucristo se expandió muy rápidamente.
From Jerusalem into Judea to Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the earth.
De Jerusalén a Samaria a Judea y a todas las partes del mundo.
But if you read about the mobility of the church,
pero si lees de la movilidad de la iglesia,
the ability for the church to expand,
la habilidad de la iglesia expandirse,
and move very quickly and very rapidly,
y moverse rápidamente, muy prontamente,
was directly connected to apostolic business.
Estaba conectado directamente a negocios apostólicos.
And the scripture is intentional to talk about it.
Y la escritura habla de eso con intención.
And we're going to read about a little bit of it tonight.
Y vamos a leer de eso esta noche.
But a lot of the successes, a lot of the wins that are happening around the Church of the Living God.
Pero muchos de los éxitos que están pasando en esta iglesia.
I want you to see that the same spirit that is motivating revival.
Quiero que miren el mismo espíritu que está motivando el avivamiento.
Is also motivating the expansion of business.
También está motivando la expansión de negocio.
Because it is the will of God for us to have dominion.
Porque es la voluntad de Dios que tengamos dominio.
On every level.
En cada nivel.
It's the will of God for us to have dominion in our homes.
Es la voluntad de Dios que tengamos dominio en el hogar.
With our families.
Con nuestras familias.
And in our finances.
Y en nuestras finanzas.
Because all of that makes us very able to move quickly.
Porque todo eso nos da la habilidad de movernos rápidamente.
When a door of opportunity emerges for new areas of actualization in
Cuando
revival.
Cuando una puerta de oportunidad se abre en nuevos lugares para tener avivamiento.
So we have people that have graduated college.
So tenemos personas que se graduaron del colegio.
We have people that are entering into new fields of ministry.
Personas entrando en nuevos lugares de ministerio.
We have families that have moved in.
Familias que se han movido.
And we are sending evangelists out.
Y estamos mandando evangelistas fuera.
And that's very important to understand.
Y eso es importante entender.
Because if we're stingy with outflow,
porque si no compartimos el dar para fuera,
then we will restrict inflow.
Entonces vamos a restringir lo que puede entrar para dentro.
But if we have the mentality,
pero si tenemos la mentalidad,
freely we have received,
da libremente has recibido,
and freely give,
y dar libremente,
then God will release into this church,
Dios puede soltar en esta iglesia,
a level of dominion and authority,
un nivel de dominio y autoridad,
that we've never seen before,
que nunca hemos visto antes.
And I'm just going to tell you, it's going to happen corporately.
Y yo te digo, va a suceder corporalmente.
But the question I have for you tonight,
pero la pregunta esta noche,
is how is it going to happen in your life?
Es cómo va a suceder en tu vida.
Are you going to have your hand open?
¿Vas a tener tu mano abierta?
Are you going to allow the gifts and the callings of God to flow through you into your world?
¿Vas a permitir que los dones del Espíritu fluyan en tu vida?
Are you going to be stingy with your time?
¿O no vas a dar tu tiempo?
And stingy with your talent?
¿Y no vas a dar tu habilidad?
I'm telling you, God wants to open up a portal and open up a level of flow in your life.
Dios quiere abrir una puerta en tu vida, un nivel de autoridad.
That causes innovation to flow out of you.
Que causa que la innovación fluya de tu vida.
There are songwriters on the pews in this church.
Hay cantantes que escriben canciones en esta iglesia.
But I'm just telling you, if you're gonna have the flow of that creative ability flowing out of your life.
Pero si vas a tener esa habilidad creativa moviéndose en tu vida.
You're gonna have to make room in your life.
Vas a tener que hacer espacio en tu vida.
You're gonna have to open up your imagination.
Vas a tener que abrir tu imaginación.
To say I'm gonna stop thinking about my life the way that I've always thought about it.
Decir voy a dejar de pensar en mi vida como siempre he pensado.
I'm gonna stop thinking about it in terms of this is how we've always done things.
Voy a dejar de pensar de manera esto es como lo hemos hecho siempre.
I'm telling you, God's ready to pull the trigger on some people writing songs.
Dios está listo para que la gente empiece a cantar sus canciones.
Where you don't go to YouTube anymore and you're looking for some artist to tell you what you need to pray to.
Donde ya no miras a otro artista, buscas a alguien más que te diga cómo cantar.
But that you get flexible in your relationship with God.
Pero tú recibes una flexibilidad en tu relación con Dios.
And you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Y empiezas a orar en el Espíritu Santo.
Until the words begin to flow out of you.
Hasta que las palabras salen de ti.
I'm telling you, it's time for the church to stop being insecure.
Es tiempo que la iglesia te deje de estar insegura.
It's time to quit holding on to your talent.
No te detengas con esa habilidad.
Saying, well, I know it flowed out of me in prayer, but I don't think anybody really wants to hear it.
Yo sé que esto lo tenía antes, pero no creo que nadie lo quiera escuchar.
There's some artist out there that is not insecure.
Hay un artista allá afuera que no está inseguro.
And they're allowing anointing to flow out of their life.
Y ellos permiten que fluya la unción.
And I'm telling you, it's the will of God for some apostolic young people to begin writing songs.
Y es la voluntad de Dios que estos jóvenes empiezan a cantar canciones.
You say, well, I'm intimidated to do that.
Dicen, tengo miedo a hacer eso.
It's time to get out of your box.
Es tiempo que te salgas de tu caja.
And see what God will do in your life.
Mira lo que Dios puede hacer en tu vida.
It's time to think outside the box.
Es tiempo que pienses fuera de la caja.
The church in the book of Acts,
la iglesia en el libro de los Hechos,
was very mobile and very fluid.
Era bien movible y bien fluido.
They got to the point where they had all things in common.
Tenían todo en, estaban todos de acuerdo.
They saw their personal resource as resource designed by God to fund revival.
Miraban sus recursos como recursos para el avivamiento.
Now I'm not taking up an offering tonight.
No, yo no estoy levantando una ofrenda esta noche.
I'm not even making an appeal for money.
Ni siquiera estoy pidiendo dinero.
But what I'm telling you is this.
Pero lo que te digo esta noche es esto.
Is that if our vision gets big enough,
si esta visión crece lo suficiente,
for what God wants to do in the city of Birmingham,
para lo que Dios quiere hacer en esta ciudad,
you'll never have to worry about money.
Nunca te vas a preocupar por dinero.
You won't have to stress about money.
Nunca te vas a tener que preocupar por dinero.
If your vision is big enough,
si tu visión es lo grande suficiente,
if you say, God, I want to see a vision as big as your vision,
dices,
for this city,
Dios, yo quiero ver una visión como tú,
God will cause resource to flow through your hands,
Dios va a causar que recursos fluyan por tus manos,
that begins to facilitate
que empiezan a cumplir el avivamiento.
Can I tell you a secret tonight?
Déjate digo un secreto esta noche.
I've got an image on my phone.
Yo tengo una imagen en mi teléfono.
Because the last couple of preachers that have come through,
porque los últimos predicadores que pasaron,
have looked at me and said, "What are you going to do next?"
Me han mirado y me dicen, ¿qué vas a hacer?
This sanctuary is not going to be big enough.
Este santuario no es lo suficiente grande.
And I pulled in the parking lot the other day.
Y me paré en el estacionamiento.
And I got out of the car.
Y me salí del vehículo.
And I was standing out in front of the church.
Y estaba enfrente de la iglesia.
And God gave me a vision for the sanctuary.
Y Dios me dio una visión para el santuario.
I've got the image on my phone.
Tengo la imagen en mi teléfono.
I can see the building.
Yo puedo ver el edificio.
I'm just telling you tonight.
Solo te digo esta noche.
God has big plans for this church.
Dios tiene planes grandes para esta iglesia.
But God is looking to see if there's a group of people.
Pero Dios está buscando a ver si hay personas.
That has enough flexibility in your spirit.
Que tiene flexibilidad en su espíritu.
To say I'm thankful for what God has given us.
Que dice estoy agradecido por lo que me ha dado Dios.
But this is not the end of what He wants to do in
Pero
the city
esto
of Birmingham.
No es todo lo que Él quiere hacer en esta ciudad.
Because your family is coming.
Porque tu familia viene.
Your backslidden loved ones are coming.
Tus alejados vienen.
Your co-workers are coming.
Tus empleados vienen.
And we have to be ready.
Y tenemos que estar listos.
When God's ready to pull the trigger.
Cuando Dios está listo para derramar.
For the next sanctuary.
El siguiente
so
santuario.
That God can fill it up.
Para que Dios lo pueda llenar.
Praise God. Praise God. We just got finished 7 years of remodeling.
Acabamos de terminar 7 años de renovación.
And I was glad for it to come to a halt.
Y estaba contento que ya paramos.
I needed a little bit of a break.
Necesitaba un descanso.
But this is the nature of the kingdom of God.
Pero esto es la naturaleza del reino.
God gives us a little bit of a break.
Dios nos da un descanso.
And then He says, "All right, what next?"
Y luego dice, ¿qué más?
I've got something more.
Tengo algo más.
And so the church was positioned this way.
La iglesia estaba con esa posición.
They were very flexible.
Eran muy flexibles.
And they were very fluid.
Y eran, se movían mucho.
And they were willing to allow God to move them around.
Y estaban dispuestos que Dios los moviera.
It's important for the church to understand something.
Es importante que entienda la iglesia algo.
That what we are about to transition into,
que la transición donde nos vamos a mover,
in the next dispensation,
en la siguiente dispensación,
I don't know all the mechanics,
yo no tengo todos los detalles,
but I know that Christ is going to sit on the throne in
Jerusalem.
Pero yo sé
que Cristo va a estar en el trono en Jerusalén.
And that we or some iteration of the people of God are going to rule and reign with Him.
Y nosotros o un tipo del grupo del pueblo de Dios va a estar con él.
And that we are going to mediate the covenant of God.
Y vamos a estar mediando el pacto de Dios.
From our local setting.
De nuestro lugar local.
From a place of dominion and power and authority.
De un lugar de dominio, poder y autoridad.
This is what I perceive.
Esto es lo que yo puedo ver.
That God is preparing the apostolic church.
Que Dios está preparando la iglesia apostólica.
God is expanding our perspective.
Dios está expandiendo nuestro punto de vista.
To get ready for that transition.
Para prepararnos para ese movimiento.
Do you know why Israel missed their day of visitation when Christ came?
Porque Israel no te pudo dar cuenta cuando vino el Cristo.
Because they were myopic.
Porque ellos eran miópicos.
They were self-centered.
Estaban egoístas.
They had minimalistic thinking.
Pensaban en lo mínimo.
They weren't prepared. prepared to expand.
No estaban listos para expander.
He was bringing a new spiritual experience.
Estaba trayendo una experiencia nueva espiritual.
And they were old wineskins.
Y ellos estaban viejos.
Which means when you put new wine in an old wineskin,
no podías poner vino nuevo en ellos.
The wineskin is going to burst.
Porque el vino, el recipiente se quebraba.
It's going to fracture.
Se iba a fracturar.
But if you get this new wine in a new wineskin,
pero si recibes este vino en algo nuevo,
the wineskin is able to flex with the expansion of the wine.
El vino nuevo se puede expander en ese recipiente.
I'm telling you that the church of the living God,
la iglesia del Dios viviente,
has the greatest resource on the face of the planet.
Tiene el recurso más grande en la tierra.
We have the most valuable commodity known to man.
Tenemos el recurso más valuable conocido al hombre.
This is not a day.
Esto no es un día.
For the church of the living God,
que la iglesia del Dios viviente,
to be inflexible,
que no se pueda mover,
and unmoving,
y no se mueva.
But it's a day for us to be quick to move.
Pero es un día que seamos rápidos
it's
para mover.
It's a day for us to be quick to expand.
Es un día que seamos ricos, rápidos para expandir.
It's a day for us to be like little children.
Para que seamos como niños.
Flexible.
Flexibles.
Divergent thinking.
Pensando divergentemente.
Creative.
Creativos.
I'm telling you, I'm making some people nervous right now.
Estoy haciendo unas personas nerviosas.
I'm making some team leaders nervous.
Algunos líderes de los equipos están nerviosos.
Because you want it to stay like it always has been.
Porque quieren que se quede como siempre ha sido.
But I'm telling you, it's time to move.
Pero es tiempo de movernos.
It's time to stretch.
Es tiempo de respirar.
Brother Micah, I appreciate you and Brother Dawson and the new youth team that's coming on.
Hermano Micah Dawson, te aprecio mucho.
We've moved a group out and transitioning into another area.
Sacamos otro grupo a otro lugar.
We have a new group coming in.
Tenemos un nuevo grupo entrando.
But let me just tell you, do not compare yourself.
Pero no te compares.
To my generation.
A mi generación.
Brother Jermaine's generation.
La generación de Jermaine.
Brother Kadarius's generation.
La generación de Kadarius.
It's new wine skins.
Es nuevo vino.
And it's new wine.
Y es nuevo lugar.
If the church is going to double in one revival,
si la iglesia se va a doblar,
then you've got to be thinking about a youth group that can double in one revival.
Tienes que pensar en un grupo de jóvenes que se puede hacer doble en uno.
Come on, I need to know if there's a youth group that says we're about to get out of our box.
Que dicen, nos vamos a salir de la caja.
We're about to be mobile and movable.
Vamos
by
a ser
the Holy
movibles.
Ghost. The praise group we have has been in place for 20 years.
El coro que tenemos ha estado por 20 años.
Yeah, I'm not firing anybody tonight.
No estoy despidiendo a nadie.
I'm just saying it's been there for 20 years.
Solo te digo, ha estado ahí por 20 años.
We need to start seeing some songs written.
Tenemos que ver canciones que se canten.
How many of you have songs already written but you just haven't put them out there yet?
¿Cuántos tienen canciones ya escritas?
We've got a song, we have ARC songwriting convention that's coming just this year.
Vamos, están cantando una canción.
And I'm just telling you, it's the will of God.
Y es la voluntad de Dios.
The apostolic movement has never been in the position that it's in now.
El movimiento apostólico nunca ha estado en esta posición.
It is unbelievable the number of churches that have in the last couple of years paid off their building.
Es increíble la cantidad de iglesias que han pagado su edificio.
New Life is in a position in the next 12 to 16 months.
Esta iglesia está en la posición en los siguientes
12
meses.
To have this property completely paid off.
Que este lugar esté pagado completamente.
I'm telling you, we are in a wonderful place.
Estamos en un lugar maravilloso.
But God did not give us that level of authority and dominion.
Pero Dios nos dio ese nivel de autoridad.
Just to sit back on our haunches and do nothing.
Solo para que estemos aquí sentados haciendo
and
nada.
Be debt free.
Y estamos libres de
God
deuda.
God gave us that level of dominion.
Dios nos dio ese nivel de dominio.
Because He's getting ready to move us.
Porque está poniendo para movernos.
To another level.
A otro lugar.
Yes, I know there's going to be another devil.
Sí, yo sé que hay otro diablo.
Yes, I know. No, there's going to be resistance.
Sí, yo sé que hay resistencia.
But God has given us the authority.
Pero Dios nos dio la autoridad.
And the power.
Y el poder.
And the dominion.
Y el dominio.
To go to another level.
Para ir a otro nivel.
Praise God. Come on, somebody praise Him.
Alguien alábelo.
Somebody magnify Jesus.
Alguien magnifique a Jesús.
Praise God. The galaxies are expanding.
Las galaxias están expandiendo.
Praise God. Life under the microscope is expanding.
La vida bajo del microscopio se está expandiendo.
The world that we know.
El mundo que conocemos.
Is expanding out with new life.
Está expandiéndose con nueva vida.
And we're sitting in a church called New Life.
Y estamos sentados en una iglesia que se llama Nueva Vida.
It's the will of God for us to grow.
Es la voluntad de Dios crecer.
I think it was last Sunday morning we hit the highest attendance.
Fue el último domingo que tenemos las más atendientes.
That we've had for a regular service in this building.
Que hemos tenido por un servicio normal.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God. But I'm just telling you, my brain is just going zzz.
Pero solo te digo, mi cerebro se está haciendo zzz, zzz.
It's short-circuiting a little bit.
Está un poco alterado.
Because there's in my thinking about what to preach.
Porque en mi pensamiento de qué predicar.
There is a part of me that would like to just settle into some sort of routine.
Hay una parte de mí que quiere nomás una rutina.
And just give you a Bible study.
Y solo darte un estudio bíblico.
But my spirit is telling me.
Pero mi espíritu me está diciendo.
Don't let off the gas.
No dejes de acelerar.
Keep pushing.
Sigue acelerando.
Keep pressing.
Sigue acelerando.
There's something on the other side.
Hay algo en el otro lado.
Don't let them get comfortable.
No dejes que se
pongan cómodos. Don't let them settle down.
No dejes que se pongan cómodos.
There's too much at stake.
Hay mucho en riesgo.
There's too much that God wants to do.
Hay mucho que Dios quiere hacer.
Praise God. God desires to expand the
Dios
kingdom.
Desea expandir su reino.
And God is moving the pieces around.
Y Dios está moviendo los pedazos.
So that we can move to a level of dimension and authority.
Para que nos movamos a otro nivel de dominio y autoridad.
We're not going back to a previous level.
No regresamos a otro nivel.
Because it's from faith to faith.
Porque es de fe en fe.
And from glory to glory.
Y de gloria en gloria.
And from vista to vista.
Y de vista a vista.
And so we're not going back to a previous level.
So no regresamos a otro nivel.
We're pressing towards something.
Empujamos hacia algo nuevo.
Brother Raúl Alvear talked about it in my office last Wednesday night.
El hermano Raúl Alvear habló en la última semana.
He said, "I feel something in this church I've never felt before."
Dijo, yo siento algo en esta iglesia que no ha sentido.
He said, "I feel a level of faith and expectation."
Dijo, siento un nivel de fe y expectativa.
He said, "I feel like the people are ready."
Siento como que el pueblo está listo.
For revival.
Para avivamiento.
For the next season of harvest and dominion.
Para otra temporada de cosecha.
You can see redemptive lift happening all around us.
Puedes ver movimiento redentivo.
Praise God. God is getting us ready and preparing us.
Dios nos está preparando y poniéndonos listo.
What we talked about this morning.
Lo que hablamos esta mañana.
Is the fact that there is a city, there are people.
El hecho que hay una ciudad y hay personas.
That are hurting and they are broken and they're looking for hope.
Están quebrantados, lastimados y están buscando esperanza.
They're looking for life.
Están buscando la vida.
They're looking for the miraculous.
Están buscando lo milagroso.
They're looking for the provision of God.
Están buscando la provisión de Dios.
And what God has been dealing with me about lately.
Y lo que Dios ha estado tratando recientemente.
Is the fact that God will give us a group.
Es que Dios nos da un grupo.
That is consistent with the number and the type of people that we can love.
Que es consistente con el grupo y el nivel de personas que podemos amar.
If we can love them,
si podemos amarlos a ellos,
God will entrust them to us.
Dios nos va a dar confianza con ellos.
But our growth will only happen.
Pero el crecimiento solo sucede.
Consistent with our ability.
Consistente con la habilidad.
To wrap our arms around hurting people.
De abrazar a los lastimados.
To wrap our arms around confused people.
De abrazar a las personas.
To love broken people.
Amar a los quebrantados.
To love people that don't look like us.
Amar a las personas que no se parecen a nosotros.
To love people that don't speak the same language we speak.
Amar a los que no hablan el mismo idioma.
To love people that have fractures that are different than ours.
Amar a los que tienen fracturas que son diferentes.
To love people whose lives are dysfunctional.
Amar a los que tienen disfunción en su vida.
If we can love them,
si los podemos amar,
God will give them to us.
Dios nos los va a entregar.
And God will entrust them to us.
Y Dios nos va a confiar con ellos.
But we will only grow.
Pero solo vamos a crecer.
Consistent with the diversity of the people that we can love.
Consistente con la diversidad de amor que podemos enseñar.
Your biases cannot go with us.
Prejudice. Tía. Prejudicios.
Is that prejudice?
Yeah, prejudicios.
Makes sense. Your prejudice.
Tus prejudicios.
Can't go with us.
No te pueden seguir.
If you can't love them,
si no los puedes amar,
God will not entrust you with them.
Dios no te va a confiar con ellos.
For God so loved the world.
De tal manera amó Dios al mundo.
God has a revival plan.
Dios tiene un plan para avivamiento.
For the entire world.
Para todo el mundo.
But we have to be willing.
Pero tenemos que estar dispuestos.
To give God enough of the flexibility in our schedule.
Dale suficiente flexibilidad a nuestros planes.
To do what he did with Paul and Silas.
Para que él haga con lo que hizo con Pablo y Silas.
They are so radical.
Ellos son tan radical.
They're about to take the message into Asia.
Van a llevar el mensaje a Asia.
And the Holy Ghost stops them.
Y el Espíritu los detuvo.
And says, "Not right turn here."
Y dijo, "No allá."
Left turn.
A la izquierda.
Are you flexible enough?
¿Eres lo suficiente flexible?
To get up tomorrow morning.
Para levantarte en la mañana.
And you're in the middle of traffic. And you are open enough to what God wants to do. That God can say, "Hey, hit pause for just a moment." Because there's this lady across town.
Porque esta mujer al otro lado.
That has been crying out to me for greater revelation.
Ella me ha estado clamando a mí.
And nobody else has reached her yet.
Y nadie más ha alcanzado.
But I trust you.
Pero yo confío en ti.
To be flexible enough.
Que tengas la flexibilidad.
To say I'll put my schedule on the side.
Para decir, pongo mis planes a un lado.
To go and preach the gospel.
Para predicar el evangelio.
That it's not just about white people.
No solo de los güeros.
That it's not just about black people.
No solo de los morenos.
That it's not just about Hispanic people.
No solo de los hispanos.
Not just about Vietnamese people.
No solo de los japoneses.
It's not just about Puerto Rican people.
No solo de los puertorriqueños.
But it's about somebody.
Pero es de alguien.
That is looking for God.
Que está buscando a Dios.
That doesn't look like me.
Que no se parece a mí.
I'm willing to be flexible.
Estoy dispuesto a tener la flexibilidad.
With my time.
Con mi tiempo.
With my resources.
Con mis recursos.
I want God to use me.
Quiero que Dios me use.
I want God to send me.
Quiero que Dios me envíe.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God. Praise God. Brother Tenarius, I'm just telling you.
Hermano Tenarius, te digo.
I didn't want to zoom in on you tonight.
No quería ponerte el enfoque en ti.
But I just feel like what God is doing in your life and ministry is a microcosm.
Pero siento lo que Dios está haciendo en tu vida.
Of what God wants us to be doing.
Es un ejemplo de lo que Dios quiere que estemos haciendo.
How do you run 5 businesses?
¿Cómo corres 5 negocios?
And teach 200 Bible studies.
Y enseñas 200 estudios bíblicos.
Because every one of them has a Bible study
Porque
box in it.
Cada uno tiene estudios bíblicos.
And every one when they're selling a pair of shoes.
Y cada uno cuando venden zapatos.
They're saying, "Would you also like a free home Bible
dicen,
study?"
¿Quieres, le preguntan si quieren estudio bíblico?
It's the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
It's the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
I'm not just a part-time apostolic.
No lo soy apostólico en parte.
But I'm a full-time apostolic.
Pero soy apostólico 100%.
Everywhere that I go,
donde quiera que voy,
I'm sowing seed.
Estoy sembrando semilla.
Praise God. How do you find the time?
¿Cómo encuentras el tiempo?
Profit's not the primary motive.
Cuando las ganancias no son el motivo.
The kingdom is the primary motive.
El reino es el motivo.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Buscad primero el reino de Dios.
And his righteousness.
Y su justicia.
And then all of these things will be added unto you.
Y todo lo demás será añadido.
God is drawing people by his spirit.
Dios está llamando con su espíritu.
God is setting that GPS signal that we talked about today.
Dios está poniendo el señal de GPS.
God is rerouting people into our lives.
Dios está redirigiendo a las personas.
Brother Ricardo, I love you, my brother.
El hermano Ricardo, te amamos.
I love you.
Yo te amo.
I'm thankful that God rerouted you into my life.
Estoy agradecido que te puso en mis caminos.
It's been a blessing to be connected.
Ha sido
with
una bendición estar conectado.
We've been through some hard things together.
Hemos pasado por cosas difíciles.
But God set the GPS in your life.
Pero Dios puso el GPS
so
en tu vida.
So that our lives could intersect.
Para que las vidas se conecten.
And I'm thankful for it.
Y estoy agradecido por
there
eso.
There were days where we didn't have many words to communicate. But there was something on the inside.
Pero hay algo adentro.
That was saying we're brothers.
Que dice, somos hermanos.
We're in this together.
Estamos juntos.
Praise God. God is setting the GPS in people's lives.
Dios está dirigiendo a las personas.
But the question is, can God set the GPS in our life?
Pero la pregunta es que si nos puede poner dentro
de
nosotros.
So that when the person is reaching out to God,
para que cuando la persona alcanza a Dios,
we're willing to stop and minister
to our
world.
Estamos dispuestos a detener y administrar al mundo.
Praise God. They're entrepreneurs.
Hay empresarios.
Why am I talking about business tonight?
¿Por qué estoy hablando de negocio esta noche?
Because we're living in an unprecedented world.
Porque vivimos en un mundo.
There are tired old industries.
Hay industrias viejas.
Like the hotel industry.
Como la industria de los hoteles.
And like the car rental industry.
Y las industrias de la renta de auto.
That people got so tired of those outdated industries.
La gente se cansó tanto de esas industrias.
That somebody started thinking outside the box.
Que alguien empezó a tener nuevas ideas.
What can we do?
¿Qué podemos hacer?
That we've never done before.
Que nunca hemos hecho antes.
I'm tired of calling enterprise car rental.
Estoy cansado de llamarla enterprise.
And getting a computer.
Y agarrando una computadora.
Getting somebody in a different city.
Alguien en otra ciudad.
And so they created apps.
So crearon aplicaciones.
Like Turo.
Como Turo.
Where you don't have to guess what kind of car you're going to get.
Donde no tienes que darte una idea de qué vas a tener.
You can get on the app in your city.
Te metes en la aplicación en tu
ciudad. You can pick the car.
Puedes escoger el vehículo.
You can pay 30% less.
Puedes pagar 30% menos.
You can talk to a real person.
Puedes hablar con una persona.
And you can be on your way.
Y puedes ir en el camino.
Before you ever get a return phone call from Enterprise.
Antes que regreses una revises una llamada.
Why is that important to the church?
Porque eso es importante para la iglesia.
Because we need to stop thinking inside the box.
Porque tenemos que pensar diferente.
There are a lot of tired old industries.
Hay muchas industrias viejas cansadas.
There are a lot of methods of getting the gospel out.
Hay muchos métodos para sacar el evangelio.
That are quite frankly tired and old.
Pero ya son viejos esos
it's
métodos.
It's time for somebody to think outside the box.
Es tiempo que alguien piense una nueva idea. Airbnb
is a way that you can save money on a house rental.
Te puedes ahorrar dinero rentando una casa.
And go around the hotel industry.
Y puedes evitar los hoteles.
These types of ideas.
Estos tipos de ideas.
Represent industries that are fading away.
Representan industrias que se están acabando.
And innovative people that are taking advantage of opportunity in the world.
Y tanto las personas están tomando ventaja de esto.
There has never been a day like the day that we're living in.
Nunca ha habido un día como el que estamos ahorita.
We have never had more reach.
Nunca hemos tenido tanto alcance.
We have never had more exposure.
Nunca hemos tenido tanto expuesto.
We have never had a greater opportunity to reach our world.
Nunca hemos tenido mejor oportunidad.
It's time for apostolics to think outside the box.
Es tiempo que los apostólicos piensan diferente.
Brother Justin and Sister Kara.
Hermano Justin y Kara.
They just acquired a new building.
Acaban de tener un nuevo edificio.
And they went in and started remodeling.
Y entraron a renovarlo.
You know what they built in that Wisecrack Auto Glass building on Highway 11?
¿Sabes lo que hicieron ahí en ese edificio?
They're building a Bible study room.
Están estudiando un cuarto para estudios bíblicos.
In the middle of their business.
En medio de su negocio.
Instead of a massive conference room.
En vez de una conferencia grande.
They're building a massive Bible study room.
Están haciendo un cuarto para estudios bíblicos.
And you know what Brother Justin said?
¿Y sabes lo que dijo hermano
Justin? If you're in the area and you want to teach a Bible study,
si estás en la área y quieres enseñar,
the door's open.
La puerta está abierta.
There's going to be a screen on the wall.
Va a ser un señal en la puerta.
There's going to be a computer hooked up to an electric Bible study chart.
Una computadora ahí en la puerta.
And all you've got to do is make an appointment.
Solo tienes que hacer una cita.
And come in and teach a Bible study.
Y puedes entrar a enseñar.
You have any idea how afraid the enemy is in the city of Birmingham?
¿Tienes idea del problema que tiene el enemigo?
About what is right around the corner.
Viene para esta ciudad.
It's about to get crazy.
Se va a explotar en esta ciudad.
We're about to blow the walls off of this thing.
Vamos a tener ayudamiento como nunca antes.
It's time to get out of your box.
Es tiempo que piensas diferente.
It's time to get in the Holy Ghost.
Es tiempo que te metas en el Espíritu.
Praise God. Praise God. This is as much the book of Acts as Acts 2:38.
Esto es como el libro de los Hechos, como Hechos 2:38.
This is how our apostolic forefathers believed.
Así es como creían los apostólicos anteriores.
This is how they lived.
Así es como vivían.
They were not eaten up with culture and politics.
No estaban ocupados en la política y en la cultura.
They were not eaten up with social and political trends.
No estaban preocupados con los temas de la cultura.
They were eaten up with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Estaban consumidos con el evangelio de Cristo.
They were eaten up with evangelism.
Estaban consumidos con el evangelismo.
And over again.
Y una y otra vez.
You see a man with a business.
Miras un hombre con un negocio.
And an apostle.
Y un apóstol.
Working together.
Hablando juntos.
You see economics,
miras las económicas,
and entrepreneurship,
y los empresarios,
working hand in hand with the gospel of Jesus Christ,
trabajando mano en mano.
Acts 8:26.
Hechos 8:26.
And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto a way which goeth down from Jerusalem to Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem to worship. He was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to his chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest what thou readest? And he said, How can I? Except some man should guide me. And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scriptures which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so opened he not his mouth. This is a preacher
este es un predicador
that is connecting to somebody who is politically connected
que está conectado a alguien que está conectado a la política
and economically connected
y económicamente está conectado.
But he's not talking to him about politics.
Pero no le está hablando de la política.
He's talking to him about the kingdom of God.
Le está hablando del reino de
because
Dios.
Because the answers that the world is looking for
porque las respuestas que busca
are
el mundo
not political answers.
No son respuestas políticas.
I'm telling you, somebody needs to turn off the feed about politics. I know we're about to have an election.
Yo sé que vamos a tener elección.
But we have too much politics in the church.
Pero tenemos demasiada
and
política.
Not enough evangelism.
En la iglesia, y no suficiente
if you're not
evangelismo.
Teaching a Bible study,
si no estás enseñando estudio,
if you're not winning a soul,
si no estás ganando
you
alma,
don't have any business trying to win somebody over to Donald
no,
Trump.
No tienes negocio llamando de Donald Trump.
Well, I'm glad for the five people that agree with that.
Estoy agradecido por los cinco.
It's prostituting your talent.
Estás vendiendo tu habilidad.
It's prostituting your anointing.
Estás prostituyendo tu habilidad,
tu unción. It's prostituting your time.
Estás prostituyendo tu tiempo.
He goes and he is facilitating the kingdom of God.
Él está facilitando el reino de Dios.
I'm telling you, if you want to position the church in a place of prominence in the city of Birmingham,
si quieres poner la iglesia en un lugar de importancia en esta ciudad,
we need to be good at the thing that we were anointed to do.
Tenemos que ser bueno a lo que Dios nos ungió para hacer.
Praise God. We need to be excellent at the thing that God has anointed us to be excellent.
Tenemos que ser excelentes a lo que Dios nos ha dado a hacer.
And so he begins to read this passage of scripture.
Él empieza a leer este pasaje de escritura.
And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came into a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found as Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. This is exactly what happened in Acts chapter 10.
Esto es exactamente lo que sucedió en Hechos capítulo 10.
With Cornelius and Peter.
En la casa de Cornelio y Pedro.
You have two individuals.
Tenemos dos individuos.
That are doing similar things.
Que están haciendo cosas similares.
One is in full truth.
Una está en verdad completa.
And one is hungry for greater revelation.
Y uno tiene hambre de revelación.
They're praying to God.
Están orando a Dios.
They're interceding.
Están intercediendo.
They're talking to God.
Están hablando con Dios.
Cornelius is hungry for a greater revelation.
Cornelio tiene hambre para más revelación.
And Peter is hungry for revival.
Y Pedro tiene hambre del avivamiento.
Peter is fasting.
Pedro está ayunando.
Because there are some things
porque hay unas cosas
that do not happen
que no suceden
until the church is fasting and praying
hasta que la iglesia se pone a ayunar y orar
and thinking intentionally about the harvest
y piensen con intención sobre la cosecha.
And so as Acts chapter 10 opens up
so cuando abre el Hechos capítulo 10
Cornelius is a devout man.
Cornelio es un hombre devoto.
He fears God.
Él teme a Dios.
He gave much alms to the people.
Él dio mucho a los pobres.
And he prayed to God always
y oraba a Dios siempre.
And as he's praying, he sees a vision.
Y mientras está orando, mira una visión.
About the ninth hour of the day.
En la hora, hora novena, como la once.
An angel comes to him.
Un ángel viene a él.
And says to him, Cornelius.
Y le dice a él, Cornelio.
And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord?
Y cuando lo miró, tuvo miedo, dijo, ¿Qué es, Señor?
He said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God.
Dijo, tus oraciones las ha escuchado Dios.
And now send men to Joppa.
Ahora manda hombres a Joppa.
And call for one Simon,
y llama a alguien que se llama Simón,
whose surname is Peter,
que se llama Pedro.
He is lodging.
Él está habitando
with one Simon a tanner.
Con alguien que se llama Simón el curtidor.
Whose house is by the seaside.
Que estaba en la orilla del mar.
He's going to tell you everything that you should do.
Él te va a decir lo que vas a hacer.
Now it's interesting to me.
Es interesante a mí.
That Peter is lodging with a man who is a business owner.
Que Pedro está con alguien que tiene un negocio.
This man is a tanner. He handles skins.
Este hombre es un curtidor de pieles.
Probably makes skins for tents and other things.
Probablemente hace pieles para las carpas.
So he has a business by the seaside.
So él tiene un negocio al lado del mar.
But he is overtly apostolic.
Pero es apostólico.
His motivation for what he's doing.
Su motivación por lo que está haciendo.
Is to fund the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Es a darle finanzas al reino de Dios.
He has prepared a place.
Él ha preparado un lugar.
In his house.
En su casa.
And in his business.
Y en su negocio.
For the preaching of the gospel.
Para la predicación del evangelio.
Now I wonder what would have happened.
So me pregunto qué hubiera sucedido.
If Cornelius had been praying.
Si Cornelio hubiera estado orando.
And when God looked across the landscape of the city.
Y cuando Dios miró sobre toda la ciudad.
There was not a businessman.
No había un empresario, un negociante.
Who had prepared a place for the preacher.
Que había preparado un lugar para el predicador.
For the kingdom of God to be preached.
Para que el reino de Dios se va a predicar.
I wonder how long the prayer would have been delayed.
Me pregunta cuánto iba a tardar esa oración.
If there wasn't a preacher.
Si no hubiera visto un predicador.
Who was focused enough on the leading of the Spirit.
Que estaba enfocado en la guianza del Espíritu.
To be fasting and praying.
Para estar ayunando y orando.
At the very moment that dinner was being served.
En el mismo momento que estaba la comida preparada.
Who was in a trance and in a vision.
Que estaba en una visión.
What would have happened?
¿Qué hubiera sucedido?
Had everything been prepared on Cornelius's end?
Que si no estaban preparados en el otro lado.
Had everything been prepared on the Ethiopian eunuch's end?
Que si todo estaba preparado en el otro lado.
But there wasn't a Peter and there wasn't a Philip.
Pero no había Pedro y no había Felipe.
That was saying God.
Que decía Dios.
I'm not just going through my daily process, business as usual.
No solo paso por mi proceso, mi día no,
but
diario.
I am looking today.
Pero estoy mirando este día.
For you to lead and guide me in a way that will disrupt my dinner plans.
Que pueda cambiar mis planes.
Are your dinner plans so rigid?
¿Serán tu cena tan rígida?
That when the Holy Ghost begins to move.
Que cuando el Espíritu se empieza a mover.
When the Spirit begins to speak.
Cuando el Espíritu empieza a hablar.
When God is ready to bring revelation to a new community.
Cuando Dios está listo a traer revelación a una nueva comunidad.
That you are ready.
Que tú estás listo.
Peter was praying.
Pedro estaba orando.
He was in a trance.
Él estaba en una visión.
He was with a man.
Él estaba con un hombre.
Who was a tanner.
Que era un curtidor.
And I'm telling you what I see happening in the church right now.
Y te digo lo que miro en la iglesia.
I'm hearing this all across the apostolic movement.
Estoy escuchando en el movimiento apostólico en todos lugares.
Business as mission.
Negocios como la misión.
Business as ministry.
Negocios como la misión.
And I am watching God open doors all across the apostolic movement.
Y estoy mirando que Dios abre puertas.
That are unprecedented.
Que nunca se han visto antes.
Praise God. I'm looking at God in this church.
Estoy mirando a Dios en esta iglesia.
I'm watching Brother Terrell.
Estoy mirando a Brother Terrell.
As he is practicing law.
Mientras él practica la ley.
And as he is in that what is it, a dojo.
Y él está ahí en el gimnasio de artes marciales.
That jiu-jitsu training center.
El donde practica jiu-jitsu.
Has become a soul-winning harbor.
Y es un lugar donde se gana las almas él.
It's become a place for Bible study.
Es un lugar donde él enseña estudios bíblicos.
And I'm talking to these guys as they come and they say we're bringing people.
Y estoy hablando con ellos y ellos están invitando
we're
personas.
We're inviting new people to come.
Y estamos invitando a nuevas personas.
It's not just a dojo anymore.
No solo es un lugar ya.
But it's a revival hub.
Pero es un centro de avivamiento.
It's a revival center.
Es el centro de avivamiento.
I'm watching Iron City Glass.
Estoy mirando los vidrios.
Build a pavilion.
Construir un pabellón.
And I'm talking to my brother-in-law.
Y estoy hablando con mi cuñado.
And he said, I'm telling you, Stephen, I built this for the church.
Y te digo, Stephen, construí esto para la iglesia.
On Tuesday nights they're having Bible studies.
Los martes tienen estudios bíblicos.
How many of you have been to Bible study at the pavilion out at the property?
¿Cuántos han ido a ese estudio allá?
That home and that family and that property.
Ese hogar, esa familia, esa propiedad.
Is becoming a harbor for Bible study in that community.
Se está haciendo un centro de avivamiento en esa comunidad.
I'm just telling you what I see.
Solo te digo lo que estoy mirando.
I'm telling you what I feel.
Te digo lo que siento.
God is taking the lid off of our experience.
Dios está quitando los límites de la experiencia.
And God is saying, how can each of us prepare ourselves?
Y Dios nos está diciendo cómo nos podemos preparar.
For my home and family and life and business.
De mi hogar, mi familia y mi negocio.
To become an epicenter for apostolic revival.
Que sea el centro de apostólico avivamiento.
Praise God. Are you ready for it?
¿Estás listo esta noche?
Praise God. Can you see it?
¿Lo podrás ver?
Can you envision it?
¿Lo puedes imaginar?
Praise God. So Peter is prepared.
So Pedro se está preparando.
God has to reprogram his location.
Dios tiene que reprogramar su lugar.
I don't know what all happened with Philip. That was kind of weird.
No sé lo que sucedió con Felipe.
He was not and then he was.
Él no era y luego sí.
He was in one place and then he was in another place.
Estaba en un lugar y luego se fue a otro.
Y'all think Six Flags is fun?
¿Piensas que Six Flags es divertido?
How many of you like Six Flags?
¿Cuántos les gustan los Six Flags?
You like roller coasters?
¿Cuántos les gustan los roller coasters?
Well, if you think Six Flags is fun,
si piensas que Six Flags es divertido,
you've never been on the raw edge of apostolic revival.
Nunca has estado en la orilla del avivamiento apostólico.
There's no ride like that ride.
No hay ningún ride como ese.
The prophet got to ride in God's fiery chariot.
El profeta se subió en el carreta de fuego.
I don't know what happened with Enoch.
No sé qué pasó con Enoch.
But all I know is that he was there in one moment.
Pero sé que estaba allí un momento.
And then he was not.
Y luego ya no estaba.
For he was taken away.
Porque fue llevado.
I'm telling you, it's the kind of day.
Es el clase de día.
So y'all think I'm crazy.
Piensan que estoy loco.
I'm telling you, it's the kind of day.
Es el tipo de día.
For apostolic revival.
El de avivamiento
apostólico. Knock on your bedroom door.
Para que alguien toque tu puerta.
And say it's time to get up and eat breakfast.
Y te diga levántate y come desayuno.
And she walk into your room.
Y entra a tu cuarto.
And you are not.
Y no estás ahí.
Because you've been taken away to go teach a Bible study.
Porque fuiste llevado a enseñar estudio.
You say, is that real?
Dice, ¿será real?
I'm saying, I believe it's real.
Yo creo que es real.
I believe it's the will of God.
Yo creo que es la voluntad de Dios.
To have that kind of revival.
Que tener esa clase de avivamiento.
You haven't lived until you live that kind of revival.
No has vivido hasta que has experimentado eso.
And I'm just going to tell the parents something.
Y solo le digo a los padres.
There's a lot of foolishness they could be involved in.
Hay muchas cosas que pueden estar involucrados.
But I'd love to get a text message from one of my kids.
Pero quisiera recibir un mensaje de mis hijos.
Says, Papa, I'm across town.
Que dice, padre, estoy en el otro lado de la ciudad.
I don't know how I got here.
No sé cómo llegué.
But I woke up in the middle of the night praying.
Pero me levanté en la medianoche orando.
And the next thing I know.
Y lo siguiente.
I'm across town teaching a Bible study.
Estoy enseñando un estudio en otro
I'll
lado.
Be home in a little while.
Llego en casa en
but
un rato.
God's opening up a portal for revival.
Pero Dios está abriendo una puerta.
Come on, somebody.
Alguien que lo cree.
I'm talking about next level revival.
Estoy hablando de avivamiento de otro
next
nivel.
Next level dominion.
Dominio de otro
next
nivel.
Next level authority.
Autoridad a otro nivel.
Praise God. Praise God. Living on the raw edge.
Mira, viviendo en la orilla.
Kids that are eaten up.
Niños que se están
with zeal.
Con pasión.
Consumed.
Consumidos.
With passion.
Con pasión.
For revival.
Para el avivamiento.
Praise God. That are pushing the boundaries.
Que están empujando las fronteras.
That are chomping at the bit.
Que están listos para ir.
That are biting at our heels.
Que están listos para correr.
I'm telling you, it's the will of God for our kids to be pushing us.
Es la voluntad de Dios que los jóvenes nos estén empujando.
Let's do something.
Vamos a hacer algo.
Let's do something we've never done before.
Vamos a hacer algo que nunca hemos hecho.
Let's start a prayer meeting.
Vamos a empezar una oración.
Let's start a Bible study in a school.
Vamos a empezar un estudio bíblico.
Let's start a Bible study on a college campus.
Vamos a empezar un estudio en el colegio.
Somebody needs to hear in the Holy Ghost rerouting.
Alguien tiene que escucharlo en el Espíritu.
Rerouting.
Redirigiendo.
This is what happened to Jonah.
Esto es lo que le pasó a Jonás.
There's a whole city.
Hay una ciudad completa.
Tens of thousands of people.
Miles de personas.
That don't know their left hand.
Que no saben de la izquierda.
From their right hand.
Ni a la derecha.
But can you go and do the work of ministry?
Pero podrás tú ir a la obra.
There was a people prepared by God.
Había un pueblo preparado por Dios.
For revival.
Para avivamiento.
But there was a stubborn prophet.
Pero había un profeta
that did not want the Holy Ghost to reprogram his schedule.
Que no quería que el Espíritu Santo cambiara sus planes.
He had a ministry that he was happy with.
Tenía un ministerio que estaba contento en él.
He had a reality that he was satisfied with.
De una realidad y él estaba satisfecho en ella.
The Pharisees, they didn't want Jesus healing people.
Los fariseos no querían que Jesús sanara.
They said this is upsetting our schedule.
Dicen esto está cambiando los planes.
This is upsetting our influence.
Esto está cambiando la influencia.
If you keep doing this,
si sigues haciendo esto,
we're going to lose our place.
Vamos a perder nuestro lugar.
And our country.
Y el país.
We're satisfied where
estamos
we are.
Estamos satisfechos donde estamos.
But God wasn't satisfied.
Pero Dios no estaba satisfecho.
God said, "If I could just get a cooperative prophet,
Dios dijo, si puedo agarrar un profeta,
I can send him to a nation.
Lo puedo mandar a una nación.
That by the time you're finished preaching,
para que cuando tú termines de predicar,
everybody in the city is going to be wearing sackcloth and ashes.
Todos en la ciudad van a estar ayunando.
And they're going to be praying a prayer of repentance.
Y van a estar orando oración de arrepentimiento.
I'm telling you in the Holy Ghost.
Te digo en el Espíritu Santo.
That revival.
Ese avivamiento.
Is in the city of Birmingham.
Está en esta ciudad.
Wait.
Esperando a alguien
that is willing for God
que está dispuesto que Dios
to take them out of their box.
Les cambie de lugar.
We've got kids in here that feel a call to preach.
Tenemos niños aquí que sienten llamado a la predicación.
Listen to me.
Escúchenme.
If you feel compelled to stand in a pulpit,
si sientes el llamado a un púlpito,
the best thing that you can do,
lo mejor que puedes hacer,
with your time,
con tu tiempo,
is to find you one person,
es encontrar una persona,
that has never had a Bible study,
que nunca ha tenido estudio bíblico,
and commit yourself to it,
y comprométete,
for 1 hour every week,
por una hora cada semana.
Sister Lily, I was so glad to see your friend here this morning.
Hermana Lily, me da gusto ver tu amiga aquí.
I was talking to Sister Lily and she said he was so impressed.
Estaba hablando con él estaba muy impresionado.
With the atmosphere and the kindness of this church.
Con la atmósfera y la amabilidad.
And he wants a Bible study.
Y él quiere un estudio bíblico.
But I'm just going to tell you something.
Pero solo te digo una cosa.
I told Sister Lily, I said, you know the first witness that my wife had.
Le dije a la hermana, ¿sabes el primer evangelio?
She was really good at witnessing to people.
Era muy buena para contarle a las personas de Dios.
Because of her kindness and the way that she carried herself.
Porque era muy muy gentil y era muy amable.
She brought Brother Mario to church.
Ella trajo al hermano Mario a la iglesia.
But she wasn't prepared to teach him a Bible study.
Pero no estaba preparada a enseñarle un estudio bíblico.
I was ready to teach a Bible study.
Yo estaba listo para enseñar.
So you know what I did?
¿So sabes lo que hice?
I started teaching a Bible study.
Yo empecé a enseñar.
Where's Brother Mario?
¿Dónde está el hermano Mario?
How long has it been?
¿Cuánto tiempo ha sucedido?
How old were you?
¿Cuántos años tenías?
You were 14.
14 años.
Wow. How old are you now?
¿Cuántos años tiene?
Huh? 41.
41 tiene ahorita.
He's in the church.
Está en la iglesia.
Look at God.
Mira a Dios.
Now, probably the credit belongs a lot more to Bishop than to me.
El crédito le pertenece más al obispo.
Because he spent a lot of time with Brother Mario.
Porque él tuvo mucho tiempo con él.
But I remember the first Bible study.
Pero me acuerdo del primer estudio bíblico.
Teaching that study on the rest.
Enseñando ese estudio del reposo.
And then we slid off into the discussion of the covering.
Y luego hablamos de la cobertura.
And you're supposed to hide all of that.
Y tienes que esconder todo eso.
But when it's your first Bible study, you just gotta tell them.
Y cuando es tu primer estudio, le tienes que contar.
The rest is the Holy Ghost.
El reposo es el Espíritu
Santo.
And
the covering is baptism.
Y la cobertura es el bautismo.
And he looked at me.
Y él me miró.
First Bible study.
El primer estudio.
And he said, I need to be baptized.
Y dijo, tengo que ser bautizado.
And I said, yes.
Y dijo, sí.
You do.
Sí, tienes que ser bautizado.
He said, well, let's go do it.
Vamos a hacerlo.
I said, well, I can't.
Y dijo, no puedo.
Because I don't have a preacher card.
Porque no soy predicador.
Not really. I think that Sunday night you got baptized.
Ese domingo en la noche fue bautizado, creo.
Or that week.
O esa semana.
Praise God. He needs a Bible study.
Él necesita un estudio bíblico.
Let me ask our young people this question.
Déjale pregunto a los jóvenes esto.
Y'all sit down for just a
second. Siéntense por un momento.
How many of you know one person?
¿Cuántos conocen una persona?
That if you ask them tomorrow for a Bible study,
que si les preguntan mañana por un estudio,
they would probably say yes.
Probablemente dicen que
raise
sí.
Your hand.
Levanten sus manos.
Raise it high.
Levántenlas alto.
All right. Those with your hand up, stand up.
Los que tienen la mano, párense.
Tomorrow they
mañana,
would probably say yes.
Probablemente dice que sí.
So what's the hang up?
So, ¿qué estás esperando?
Is it time?
¿Será el tiempo?
Does this generation not have enough? You don't have enough time?
¿Será que no tienen tiempo?
Have you not been taught enough?
¿No han sido enseñado lo suficiente?
Is that Bible study outline hard to read?
¿Será que no lo pueden leer el estudio?
I'm just messing with you. But really?
Pero realmente.
If you could do it tomorrow,
si lo puedes hacer mañana,
what's stopping you from starting a Bible study?
¿Qué te está deteniendo?
Dad, we've talked about that first Bible study.
Pa, hemos hablado de ese primer estudio.
Scared, you've never done it before.
Tienes miedo, nunca lo has hecho.
You don't know how to do it.
No sabes cómo hacerlo.
I'm telling you, people are dying and going to hell.
De Dios están muriendo y yendo al infierno.
But that one person that
Pero
you could reach,
esa persona que puedes tocar,
could be a trigger.
Puede ser el lugar
for an incredible outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Para un avivamiento.
That one person,
esa persona,
that would say yes,
que dice que sí,
that you could teach,
que tú puedes enseñar,
could be an open door,
puede ser una puerta abierta,
to a youth group that doubles in one revival.
Para los jóvenes que se doblen.
What do you say, New Life?
¿Qué dice Nueva Vida?
Will you let God use you?
¿Dejas que Dios te use?
Will you say, God, take my life?
Diga, Dios, toma mi vida.
Take my talent.
Toma mi tiempo.
Take my ability.
Toma mi habilidad.
Come on, let's all stand.
Póngase de pie.
Let's give God a hand clap of praise.
Vamos a darle palmas a Dios.
Come on, why don't you come down to the altar
Venga
tonight?
Al frente al altar.
I'm finished.
Ya terminé.
We're not going to finish this tonight.
No vamos a terminar esto esta noche.
But I'm just telling you that I feel a Holy Ghost provocation.
Pero te digo, siento una provocación espiritual.
To stir up somebody
para
for
batir
revival.
A alguien.
Wednesday night, Brother Isaiah Dunn's going to be here.
El miércoles en la noche va a estar Isaiah.
Sunday morning and Sunday night, Brother Jacob Phillips is going to be here.
El domingo va a estar el hermano Jacob Phillips.
And I'm telling you, we could see a mighty outpouring
y te digo,
of the Holy Ghost.
Puede haber un derramamiento grande.
Come on, church, let's come and gather.
Vengan al frente,
the front.
Vengan al frente.
Let's give God some praise.
Vamos a alabar a Dios.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, praise group, as y'all begin to sing.
El coro empiezan a cantar.
I want somebody to come down and make a commitment tonight.
Quiero que alguien venga al frente.
That I'm going to get in the water.
Que voy a meter en las aguas.
That I'm going to jump into the deep.
Que voy a meterme a lo profundo.
That I'm going to get involved in apostolic revival.
Me voy a involucrar en el avivamiento.
I want to get my family involved.
Quiero involucrar a mi familia.
I want to get my children involved.